you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm John Sears. Welcome to the all-new Sound Off. Murph, we made some changes while you were gone.
I'm Keith Murphy. Changes. What do you mean, changes?
Just some tweaks that reflect the new direction of the show.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off.
And introducing the star of the show, Mr. Sound Off.
Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Whew. Mr. Sound Off.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's disrespectful. I've been on this show 22 years.
Gone the past 2 weeks. Been hearing from some viewers. They want this show going in a new direction. I think we hit on the head tonight.
Mr. Sound Off. That's your nickname.
I get called that on the streets every day.
No, you don't.
People scream at me every day. No, there goes Mr. Sound Off.
Your chance to sound off at 515-282-9010. The weather finally feels like spring, and the Hawkeyes had a spring scrimmage. What can you say about a glorified practice? Well, fans can think of something. Call 515-282-9010. Talk some April football.
Yeah, why talk practice when we can talk national championship? The Grandview Vikings win the title in front of home fans in Des Moines. Look at that scene. Red Rising, sound off. 515-282-9010.
The University of Iowa announced it will give fans what they want. Tiger Hawk on the water tower, 24 feet wide, 8 feet high, and ready for the home opener. The big blank white canvas previously had nothing on it, and that drove Hawk fans bananas. We had never seen anything like it, except the big blank green canvas at midfield with nothing on it. Last season, Iowa finally followed the marketing opportunity and put the Tiger Hawk at midfield. A question about the midfield logo registered about a 7 on the Kirk Ferentz snortometer. But even Kirk admits he thought about Tiger Hawk on water tower. Gary Barta says the new look will be seen not only by those at Kinnick Stadium, but millions of people around the country and worldwide on television. The announcement brought swift feedback from fans and rivals alike. Joe tweets, "Finally, about at least 10 years late, but better late than never." Cyclone 93 types, "Hateful, emotionally disturbing, false idol, exclusionary to anyone not a Hawkeye fan. It's causing retinal burns to an innocent community. Hashtag tear it down. Just as bad, even worse than a Southern Civil War general statue. Why not paint a cross?" Inevitably, a clean white backdrop leads to photoshopping, and there are some doozies. At Hawkeye says, "Pretty happy the Iowa Hawkeyes are finally going to paint the water tower. Love the design. And it shows Akram Wadley breaking Joel Lanning's ankles." Luke goes with the classic, "Jim Harbaugh is 0-2 in Kinnick." Cyclone fan Ben Wheely, straight up poop emoji for how those guys in Ames see the new water tower design. And no rivalry Photoshop is complete without Crass Calvin taking a leak. All in fun and all welcome in April. Fact is, the satisfaction of having the common sense design never equals the outrage of not having it. We don't really care about logo display. We care about winning. But when you have something as unique and identifiable as the Tiger Hawk, you should plaster it anywhere you can.
All right, Keith. Last week I talked about Lakers guard Andre Ingram being the best story in the NBA, a positive story that we all should embrace. This week I bring it on more of a local level. Last night, Grandview won its first men's volleyball national championship. The Vikings beat Benedictine in the championship, which set off a raucous celebration. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on NAIA volleyball, but I have a hard time believing there has ever been a better atmosphere than what we saw last night at the Johnson Wellness Center. As the kids like to say, the place was lit. And the reason I love this so much is because I know just how hard these guys have worked for this moment. And not just this team, but the previous Viking teams that fell just short. This team has so many stories. I first introduced you to Tim Johnson last year. Tim mesmerizes everyone with his 46-inch vertical, basically the same as Michael Jordan. Johnson, a senior, had tears in his eyes last night after they won. Felix Chapman was MVP of the tournament. He's 6'8", originally from Cuba, but defected to the U.S. in 2015, and now he's found a home in Des Moines. Head coach Donan Cruz hails from Hawaii. He started the program from scratch 7 years ago. He's taken the Vikings to the national tournament 5 times, with the culmination coming on Saturday night. Much like Andre Ingram, this team is who we all should be rooting for. 24 guys from all walks of life coming together to make one dream a reality. National champs.
We were talking about this the other day, John. Aaron Kiernan, Dan Winters, Ed Wilson, we were just up on the set. We feel like we knew these guys because you and Michael have been telling stories over there for a couple of years, because they have been such compelling stories. You mentioned several of them right there.
Yeah.
And then to see them win the national championship after dropping a set or dropping a match in pool play.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
They had to come back on Friday. They beat the number one team, Missouri Baptist, on Friday. And then they beat the team last night that they had lost to in pool play earlier in the week. And you mentioned Tim Johnson, the 46-inch vertical. I did another story on him this year. He's got scoliosis in his back. His entire spine basically goes straight up and then almost to a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, it made it even more incredible. And I know there's a reason we don't see more men's volleyball, Division I volleyball, but it's not a good reason. This is exciting. Every person who went over there came, and we know quite a few people who did, they came back and said, man, this is really entertaining.
Yeah, look at these highlights right here. Look at the fans in the stands, because volleyball is one of those sports where basically you're cheering every 10 seconds. I mean, yeah. You get a point basically every 10 seconds. When it's a match like this that means so much, I mean, people are going nuts.
Look at the serve.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are incredible athletes. It was an awesome atmosphere last night.
Yeah, it was really cool. Chad is in Des Moines. Chad, you ever thought on Zach Johnson as we begin Drake Relays Week? Zach tried to end his 3-year losing streak, but was not able to do it today.
Yeah, I'm just wondering now, you know, he's a great representative from Iowa, and I know over at Elmcrest, I'm originally from Cedar Rapids, so I know how well respected he is. But and on tour, you know, tour pro, but, you know, 3 years without a win, kind of unexplicable, and he kind of, like, choked yesterday and today. And just wondering if you think it's a mental or, it's a, you know, problem with mechanics or what?
Well, he did okay. He finished on the leaderboard, Chad, and thank you for the question. Zach is, what, 41 or 2 now?
42 years old.
42 yeah. years old, so he's getting older. It's harder to win in your 40s. But, John, I don't think it matters from this point on what he does, because he's won 2 majors. There are many guys who have won 1 major.
Yeah.
Zach won 2.
2-time major champion. I think he has 12 wins on tour as well. And golf's one of those games. Look, he shot 72 today, even par. Now that, you know, and he finished 4 shots off the lead. Earlier in the week, he shot in the 60s, basically. So he didn't have his best game, but he was right there in until the end. It's one of those things that happens in golf. You need 4 good rounds, usually, to win a tournament. He was just pretty good today, not great.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref Judges. Chris Cooper of Green Mountain says Republican fundraiser. We'll start at first with Ed Wilson. Ed Wilson, chief meteorologist at Channel 13, looks like Republican fundraiser Elliot Broidy. Tiny Ref? Yeah, Ed's way better looking than Elliot Broidy.
Yeah,
way more handsome. Jeff Michelson in Humboldt says Channel 13's John Sears, also known as Mr. Sound. John, why are you blurry in this picture?
I don't know. Apparently they couldn't find a good one. You think we'd have one on a stock photo list or something?
Because Bryson Scott looks...
And Mr. Soundoff, you'd think Mr. Soundoff would have a good photo, right?
Bryson Scott looks great.
It's crystal clear.
Tiny Ref, is this a match? Not a match, but still, that's a good-looking guy, isn't it, Bryson Scott?
I thought the other guy's pretty good-looking, too.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I had a great weekend, in part because I didn't do a certain something at a certain store in a certain suburb of Des Moines. It's What's Buggin' Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. With spring practice over, we asked Hawkeye fans for early predictions. Ryan writes, 9-3. Schedule sets up nicely. O-line depth is an issue. Defense is very solid if linebackers can play okay. See losses to Wisconsin, Penn State, and Purdue.
Only 4 months away.
9-3 you'd take right now.
Take it.
Probably. If there's any one thing we know about Andy Fales, it's his love of dancing.
But right after his love of dancing, his love of shopping.
I've been living here on Earth for more than 4 decades, but that doesn't mean that I'm past the point of learning valuable, even painful lessons, the hard way. I mean, the kind of lessons where you want to slap the palm of your head and say, what was I thinking? I had one of those moments this month when I casually decided to stop in at Costco on a Saturday. Now, I don't like crowds, and I'm not wild about shopping, so for someone like me, going to Costco on a Saturday is like a germaphobe going to Chuck E. Cheese for dinner. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? I mean, I love Costco. And the problem is, so does everyone else and their brother, and they're off on Saturday, and they all go on Saturday. I mean, have you seen that place? It's like there's a hurricane warning, only instead of bottled water, they're buying up all the 4K TVs and farm-raised salmon fillets. And speaking of salmon, I mean, you feel like one at Costco on a Saturday. You show your card at the door, and then you get sucked into this raging river of people stopping and shopping and pushing carts the size of a Zamboni machine. You miss something? Too bad. Let it go, man. It's history. You can't go back. You'll be trampled to death. Move on. And when Costco is really crowded, I mean, your judgment starts to slip too, right? I mean, you don't have time to consider what you actually need. You start losing your mind. 2 full gallons of moisturizer? Yeah, that seems all right. Problem is, the stuff at Costco is so big and such a good deal, you end up with a cart that looks like it needs a team of oxen to pull it. But you're not done, right? I mean, the worst part of that place is the checkout line. That madhouse makes O'Hare during the holidays look like Western Nebraska. I mean, how do those cashiers maintain their sanity? But, I mean, I can't ever actually leave Costco without fighting one more crowd, the one for pizza. Whew, that's good. And who can pass up a warm, gooey slice that's bigger than a yield sign? Yeah. These are first world problems, suburban first world problems. But I really do think that I could bring someone in from the slums of Bangladesh, take them to a Costco on a Saturday, and they'd be like, let's get out of here. I mean, you live and learn, guys. And sometimes it ain't pretty. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
I don't know, Costco pizza, really?
I don't know, looks good.
Next on Sound Off, more of your live calls at 515-282-9010, plus another challenge for Mr. Sound Off, John Sears. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Cole writes about Nebraska spring football, which is coming up in face-off. I'm a Cyclone living in Lincoln, and people here are straight geeked about the Frost hire. Very similar to the way I acted when we hired Hoiberg. Time for Who's in Your Five in honor of Lance Armstrong settling a $100 million lawsuit with the U.S. Postal Service for far less than that. 5 memorable sports frauds. Too many baseball players to include. Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, A-Rod, Braun, Clemens. So we'll skip baseball. But number 5, Soviet Union wins The 1972 Olympics gold medal basketball game the United States by putting time back on the clock a couple of times. The USA was so upset, deservedly so, the players still have not accepted the silver medals.
U.S. was robbed.
From that game. Robbed. That was a fraud. Number four, Danny Almonte. Do you remember this kid?
Oh, yeah.
12-year-old Little League World Series pitcher dominated. Why did he dominate, Mr. Soundoff?
Well, he was older.
Because he was actually 14. And adults forged those documents. Mm. Adults ruining sports for kids. A tradition unlike any other. Number three, Rosie Ruiz. She hid, then took a shortcut to win the Boston Marathon. And immediately people thought, you know, she's not really that out of breath. She doesn't seem like she's sweating that much. No wonder she looks so fresh and well-rested. She didn't run the marathon.
That's crazy. Just think about someone who actually tried to do that.
It can't happen now because of the cameras and even the scan tags that people wear. But back then in the 80s, it did happen. Number two, Ben Johnson won the gold medal in the Olympic 100 meters over Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
Johnson was totally juiced up.
He was all juiced up.
He was all roided up. That was a big scandal. And number one, Lance Armstrong, the biggest fraud in sports history, not because he cheated and juiced, nearly every rider did, but because Lance cold-heartedly destroyed careers and lives protecting his lie. Man. Number one sports fraud. The Cavs won tonight. This did not surprise me, but I was happy to see our man, this is the man, LeBron James. But down the stretch, John, 11 of the final 13 points scored by the Cavaliers, LeBron James and Kyle Korver out of Pella.
Yep, there's his right there. But he misses.
Well, he missed that one. It would have been better if he made that.
Yeah,
right?
he scored a lot in the fourth quarter, which was great because his brother passed away a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So to see him have success, and anytime you get that local connection from around here, Hellickson with the Nationals, we kind of pull for those local guys. And Korver is such a good guy. And, man, when he gets rolling, he can light it up from behind the arc. But, man, this series is now 2-2. That was a heck of a shot. I said last week I thought the Cavs and LeBron, and I think they still might be in a little bit of trouble because they just don't seem as dominant as years past. This team I'm not sure about them. I don't know if they're a favorite to even come out of the East.
How about the NBA? It's an arrow trending straight upward, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
they're... You got a lot of young stars in this league.
All right, Nebraska fan. Oh, never mind. We're going live to the majestic symbol of our freedom, the Eagle. This is live, the Eagle Cam live. Now, it was controversial last week when we had the Eaglet.
Yeah. Gave us a show.
Pooping live on the air.
Oh, but Eagles are moving there a little bit.
This story kind of took a dark turn, right? The mama eagle is upset that daddy eagle has not been back to the nest lately.
In a couple of weeks. That's the latest report is the father has not been back in a while. So either dad found another mama eagle out there or ran into a telephone pole. I don't know. I mean, why else wouldn't he be back? Why else wouldn't we be back?
What? The eagle's not club hopping, John.
Well, you never know. I mean, where else is he? The weather's nice.
Jeez, your Mr. Soundoff title is revoked. Nebraska fans can't get enough of this guy. That's next on Soundoff. Plus, Sears brags again. Several comments now about the Eagle and ran into a telephone pole. John, technically would fly into the telephone pole, right? Flew into a telephone
pole. Yeah, flew into a telephone pole, yeah.
You can always email.
Which we hope did not happen.
Yeah, we hope
hopefully not. But you just don't know.
You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. The NBA playoffs have been fantastic, underrated. Just one sweep in the first round, and that was Pelicans-Blazers. The next month is going to be fun. Bruce in Grimes.
All right. Time to bounce around more topics. We call it face-off. The Ames Tribune first reported Ames police cited Cyclone basketball player Cameron Lard for drug paraphernalia during a February traffic stop. Lard played in every game after the incident. Big deal or no big deal?
It's a misdemeanor, so not a big deal. Judgment is the concern here, John. Steve Prohm already benched Lard for unknown reasons earlier in the season.
I agree. Nebraska football held its spring game Saturday in front of 86,000 fans. 86,000 for a spring game? We love to rip on the Huskers, and they've been down for a couple years, but I'll give them props for still showing up.
It is impressive, but more than anything, it shows the excitement for Scott Frost. Why so excited? Because Cornhusker fans think Scott Frost can return them to glory. He'll make them better. Yep. I doubt Frost can get Nebraska back to perennial title contender, but I do get Husker fans' excitement.
And there's really nothing to do in Nebraska.
86,000 out of practice.
That's a lot. The Drake Relays are this week. The weather forecast looks perfect, which is great because there are some big names in the track and field world coming to Des Moines.
You had me at perfect weather. The Olympians are great, and there are many, but weather will help make this the best Drake Relays in years.
Have you seen our friends at the Moonlight Graham podcast challenging people to do wall sits? Seems like a lot of people are out of shape.
No, I don't think that at all, John. Several people have done a wall sit for 3 or 4 minutes.
What? That's it?
Yeah, 3 or 4 minutes.
I can crank out like a 5-minute wall sit right now, co-hosting this show.
Now? Well, do it. Go. Yeah. Go do it.
Oh, if you keep doing what you're doing, this is nothing for me.
4 or 5. How long can you do this? Don't man spread. We don't need to see you man spread.
I was defensive player of the year in my church basketball league when I was younger.
And you did a lot of wall squats?
Getting your defensive stance.
Over under Drake's overrated.
Drake the rapper, the most overrated hip hop artist in the history of music.
Underrated Drake Relays, America's Athletic Classic. All right, wrapping up sound off here, waiting for the tiny ref, who, by the way, we're told tonight, we learned on Twitter, once had a part in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Shut your pie hole. 1 minute left now. Here we go.
All right, thank you, tiny ref. How you doing back there, John?
Starting to burn a little bit. Starting to burn, but that's all right. A little wall sits good for the body every once in a while, right?
Yeah, it's good, I guess. That's going to do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
So soon? I was hoping we had another 10 minutes. Oh, well, we leave you with the sound-off send-off. A smart new direction for Iowa's most popular sports show.
3, 2, 1. And introducing the star of the show, Mr. Sound-Off, John Sears!
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.